News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Dáil has passed the Planning and Development Bill with 72 TDs voting in favour of the legislation and 60 voting to oppose it. And Sinn Féin's housing spokesperson, Eoin Ovrin, joins us this morning. There's quite a lot in the bill. It runs to too much in terms of length. There's a few headlines. Judicial reviews will be changed. Timelines will be changed. But your view on what's perhaps missing or not right within this bill?
Yeah, I have to say, in my 10 years in the Oireachtas, I've never seen a bill as widely criticised by as many sectors who'll have the job of trying to implement it before. I suppose the number of the problem is we do have lots of problems in our planning system. Parts of it work well, but parts of it are a real challenge and there are too many delays. And what almost all of the experts, planners, architects, developers, as well as other interested parties have told us about this bill is that, in fact, it's going to make our planning system much more complicated, much more conflict-ridden. It's going to lead to far greater levels of litigation. And that will all result in significant delays in the delivery of much-needed housing, critical infrastructure, public transport and renewable energy. So the government has really got this one wrong. It's not just that they're not listening to the opposition. The entire opposition voted against this bill yesterday, which doesn't happen very often. But we did very, very detailed pre-legislative scrutiny of this bill last year. And literally all of the organisations and bodies who will have to use this, people who make planning applications, people who will decide on planning applications, has been saying very, very loudly, the government has got this terribly wrong. And a bill that was actually meant to clarify and simplify the planning law has done the very opposite. It's going to confuse.
You say it's going to confuse and prolong, but what the government is saying, and I should point out that Housing Minister Dara O'Brien has said this is going to be the cornerstone for Irish planning for the coming decades, and I'm sure they would argue that they've looked into it and scrutinised it and tried to get it right as well, that they've just changed more than the name is now on Cumasúin Pleanála. But timeline changes have been brought to sort of speed it up, and indeed under the new provisions, residents' associations and local communities will only be able to take a judicial review if they have a written constitution and hold a vote. So you can't be, as we have seen in maybe in wealthier areas in particular, where there's a bit of a whip around on a couple of roads where people have deep pockets and the next thing there's a judicial review. Surely those things that move on judicial reviews, that move on timelines will speed up. I mean, because you said there's lots of problems with our planning and I think everyone would agree with you. But one of the big issues seems to be how long everything takes on.
I agree with you. And if the bill would actually speed up the process of good quality planning decisions, I would have supported it happily. With respect to judicial review, there's very significant changes, both in terms of standing, exactly as you said, but also the cost protection regime. What all of the legal experts who came in front of our committee told us is this is going to be a bonanza bill for lawyers. In fact, it's not going to reduce or restrict people's ability to take litigation. In fact, there will be increased satellite litigation around secondary issues, superior court litigation, the European Court of Justice, because it's going to open up so many cans of worms that will just all end up.
Do you think so?
Being,
do you really believe that ordinary residents will be appealing planning permission for housing estates to the European Supreme Court of Justice? That seemed unlikely to me.
Well, first of all, there are a number that are currently with the European Court of Justice, Hines Development up in the South Circular Road, for example. Thankfully, we've actually seen a dramatic reduction in the number of judicial reviews of residential developments because of changes to legislation that this government has introduced, forced by the opposition to get rid of the disastrous strategic housing development. But actually, a lot of the challenges that have been taken at the moment in judicial review are being taken by developers. There's obviously judicial reviews being taken by environmental groups. But the key issue here is where there is conflict and confusion in the law, that ends up in the courts. And all I can tell you is we brought in the country's leading planning and environmental lawyers from the Bar Association and the Law Society. And these are people who represent all sides of people. They spoke with one voice in committee. They said this bill is not going to reduce the number of legal challenges. It will increase them. And as a consequence, it will lead to huge delays.
Okay.
And that's really one of the problems. The bill also has a second problem. It heavily centralises power in the hands of the minister. It removes the role of the Oireachtas in terms of profound changes to planning law. It undermines the role of local authorities. And that is not a good way to make a planning.
All right, so you're not happy with what would Sinn Féin do differently?
Okay, so the first thing is the most important thing we need to see to reduce delays in the planning system is a dramatic increase in resources, both to local authorities and on Bord Pleanála.
The local the government, they did give extra money to
the local government management association came to our committee over a year and a half ago, said they need an extra 500 planners. They've only got 100 of those. On Bord Pleanála needs another 50 staff plus, and they haven't got those. Yes, the government has put some resources in, but nowhere close to what's required to meet the current requirements. And the government hasn't even done an assessment of the extra staff that we require beyond that when this bill is implemented. The second thing is I'm a strong advocate and have argued for a long time for statutory timelines for planning permissions. This bill does introduce statutory timelines for decisions of onboard planola, but they're too long. But there's no statutory timelines for pre-planning, for further information, or crucially for judicial reviews, because that's absolutely key. So here was an opportunity for government to work with opposition to actually get the statutory timelines across all stages of the planning process right, and they have failed to do that. And they've also significantly increased the powers of the planning regulator. I'm a supporter of an office of an independent regulator, but they're really blurring the lines between the role of the Oireachtas and local councils to make planning policy and law. And the regulator, and again, that's going to increase conflict and ultimately lead to more delay.
A couple of things in brief. This change in bill has also designated liquefied natural gas as now facilities as strategic infrastructure. Everybody's heard Mark Ruffalo having a pop at us here, having a pop at the Irish Green Party. Do you think that was the right move? Energy security is a big issue for the country.
No, it's a completely contradictory move. First of all, offshore liquefied natural gas terminals won't add to energy security. They'll actually undermine energy security. But this government has a clear policy position, the program government, saying they're not in favour of LNG terminals. And yet they've put at the very last minute, and we didn't even get a chance to properly debate this last night because the government rammed 175 pages of amendments through the Dáil in 3 hours. But they've actually now changed the rules and given LNG floating terminals a fast-track planning process. So the government says they don't want them. Why in God's earth would they actually put this into the legislation?
I've had lots of energy experts on this show tell me that we need storage facilities for LNG, that we don't have enough.
Well, first of all, the key issue here is floating terminals offshore. The big problem, of course, is there's lots of expert opinion out there that says because of the nature of that market, it'll actually increase energy insecurity. But the point is, the government's policy is not to have these things. Why are they then at the last minute throwing in a fast-track planning process to allow these things to happen? It's completely hypocritical. And again, it's the wrong approach. Planning is best done when people get the right to participate at an early stage.
A couple of other things related to Sinn Féin. Your own TD, Patricia Ryan, has resigned from the party. And local sources, and I'm quoting reports in the papers, have said she's understood to be unhappy with how she was treated within the party.
Yeah, so I have to say this came as a real surprise to me. I only found out at a parliamentary party meeting yesterday. Patricia was a really valued colleague. I'd been into the constituency with her. I think she's made a really good contribution to the Dáil. I don't know what's going on locally in the constituency. I don't have visibility on that. But what I do know is nominations for the selection convention for the general election were to open today. It was going to be a contested selection convention. The party really urged Patricia to put her name forward and to contest that convention. She chose not to do that. She's resigned with immediate effect yesterday from the party. I think that's really regrettable and disappointing. I'd have much preferred if she put her name forward for
a
convention.
And you have no comments as to why she might be unhappy with the party?
I don't have any visibility on what's going on in her constituency. What I do know is, in all my conversations with her, she's never expressed any concern about what's going on in the Oireachtas team or with the party more generally. And look, this is one of these events where you're losing a party colleague. And Patricia's a really valuable and valued colleague, in my view. I just think it would have been better if she contested the convention. But she's chosen her course of action, and I wish her all the best.
Lastly, Owen, the recent, what's been referred to as scandal within Sinn Féin, the references given to Michael McMonagall by Sinn Féin members, and I know the timeline of people resigning and all of that. How damaging has this been for your party?
I hope that it hasn't been damaging. I thought, in fairness to Mary Lou McDonald, she came into the studio here and gave a very open and frank and honest interview with Pat Kenny.
She changed her tune quite a bit when she went into the Dáil later on that afternoon.
I don't think she changed her tune. I think the problem is, very clearly, there were some failures of governance within the party. Some individuals acted in a way that was completely inappropriate. Mary Lou, as the leader of the party, has instigated an immediate review of all of that to ensure changes are made and these types of things never happen again. There are some people in the Dáil who are trying to make some politics out of this. I think that's unfortunate.
Well, it's hardly surprising. I know what Mary Lou said, and governance is going to be looked at, but we had Maria Cahill on the show yesterday, and she said that she was told after her issues with what happened to her as a victim of sexual violence and how Sinn Féin handled that, she was told categorically after that it could never happen again, that Sinn Féin got this wrong because the governance now is in place. we find that that's not the case.
And look, I know Maria well. We were pals together in Belfast when I lived there. And I've always said the party could have done much better by Maria Cahill at the time. What happened in this instance is individuals employed by the party gave references to somebody who was at that stage accused of very, very serious sexual offences. That person had been removed from the post within the party. Those individuals who gave those references did not do so with the authorisation of the party. They should not.
I'm aware of the backstory fully, and we've covered it.
I appreciate
that. I'm just saying, how damaging do you think it has been?
I hope people will look at the facts and people will look at the very swift action the party took, not only against Michael McMonagall, but also against the press officers who gave those unauthorised references. But also, I think Mary Lou is right. Clearly, further changes are going to have to be made, and the party is going to take responsibility for those. Mary Lou used the phrase, the party dropped the ball. I think she's accepting that we need to do better again. But in this instance, the party took swift action, both with Michael McMonagall to remove him from his post and the press officers who gave the unauthorised references.
Look, thank you for joining us.
No problem, anytime.
Sinn Féin's housing spokesperson there, Ona Vrinn.